This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, across the country on our Salem Media Group sister stations, as well as some leading independent stations across the U.S. And we are nationally syndicated now on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military and women, men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the security officers, and also our construction workers, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out more about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Joining us right now from the FoundersCode.com website, and I want you to go over there and check that out, is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi yesterday, I'm going to play this short little audio clip, piped off about why she didn't want to have the State of the Union message. And she talked about the fact that, well, nobody was working in the DHS. Listen to this.
Homeland Security, about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which she calls what a special, an event of special security. And so these people are not working. And we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s. So this is respectfully and sadly, proudly, I invited him to come. It was a privilege to invite him to come. The government to shut down.
Okay, nobody's working in the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, well, then she kind of took it back. I think Steny Hoyer, he kind of made the correction and kind of, you know, kicked her in the shins and said, come on, Nancy. So then there was some kind of a correction. She goes, obviously, they're working. But she's really, what she's doing is she's playing pure politics, because she's not saying that he can't do it. She's just saying it needs to be delayed. She certainly got called on the carpet because, you know, she was blaming the people that have to fully prepare and support the State of the Union, the House chamber, and Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security came out and said, hey, nobody from your office ever even called us to see what the deal was. So nice try, Miss Nancy. Quite actually, if I were Trump, I would arrange to visit some city, whatever city it might be, maybe even a sanctuary city, and give the State of the Union address from a sanctuary city. Personally, that's how I'd handle it.
Yeah, and of course, Secretary, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen refuted Pelosi, said the State of the Union will be safe, and we had a tit-for-tat going back and forth for about half the day yesterday.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, Theresa May is seeking an end to Brexit, the stalemate, She won a vote of confidence yesterday, as we talked about. It looked like the conservatives were going to save her, and they did. So she's still the prime minister because they didn't really have anybody to put in her place. Right? Oh, Denise just disappeared. All right, she'll be calling me back here in a minute. Okay, here we go. All right, you just went gone, but anyway.
Yeah, I heard, last thing I heard was conservative.
Yeah, well, the conservatives said that they were going to keep her in office as the prime minister because they really didn't have anybody to take her place, correct?
That's right. They really don't, and they don't want to go through, you know, putting somebody else in there. It would certainly screw up the, you know, referendum on Brexit even more so than it really is. Now, she has, I think, until next week, early next week, to submit Plan B. She's admitted there is no Plan B. It's like take it or leave it. So if they don't do anything, then it looks like there is necessarily a hard Brexit, if you will, with no plan on how that would happen and what it would look like. So I think the stock market essentially kind of recovered here a little bit because she stays in office. They, you know, they were very concerned that if she didn't win the vote of confidence, then things would have gone south very quickly in Britain.
Now, our freshman Senator Rick Scott is co-sponsoring a bill that would exempt members of the U.S. Coast Guard during the ongoing government shutdown as well as future budget battles. It's the first bill that Scott has co-sponsored since joining the Senate on January the 9th. Our senior Senator Marco Rubio is also on board with this. I understand about 50 senators roughly have signed on to this too. And the Coast Guard, of course, is in the Department of Homeland Security. And the Department of Homeland Security, I guess they're part of the budget crunch, not getting paid. And this is ridiculous. The Coast Guard needs to get paid. So hopefully they'll
It's called the Pay Our Coast Guard Act. It was actually introduced on January the 3rd by John Thune, Senator John Thune. Mm-hmm. And Rubio and Scott were co-sponsors. Mm-hmm. They did get paid. they did get paid in a one-time emergency payment.
The 15th.
But now that's clearly dried up.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon from Founders Code. By the way, the president is going to roll out a new missile defense plan, maybe one of them outer space things from what I'm hearing. Unfortunately, we've had another police officer shot in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's fighting for his life. Another horrible situation. And, of course, we'll talk about more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Larry Elder. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. For just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil or criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get things right in the event you have to defend yourself and you're the last person standing. Guess what? First person the police are going to look at is you, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, get your opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway that's right there with the drop-down entry form will be right in front of you. And if you decide to become a member of the USCCA, you'll get an opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff. So there you go. Take advantage of that by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and clicking on that logo link that's right there. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So the president is going to be rolling out a new missile defense plan, which I think is going to take us into outer space.
It's not a plan. It's a study.
Okay.
They made sure to make that distinction. The Pentagon did. This happens today. There is a, Pentagon is giving a brief to the media, called a missile defense review, and they will introduce the study to do what is known as a layered effect in space. So, there would be some kind of sensors, that are apparently under some development, maybe even as far as testing, that will be part of this layered program in space. Now, they're not as concerned, interestingly enough, about North Korea. But this is kind of interesting timing because we've got three North Korean officials that I think are heading to Washington, D.C. today or tomorrow.
To discuss the meeting, right?
Well, one is he's part of the talks envoy with the talks with North Korea.
Okay.
But anyway, what is, I guess, the top adversary for which this SDI, the whole Reagan thing, is China and Russia. You know, we know that Russia has spoken about their hypersonic whatever it is, and nobody can defeat it, and so forth and so on. Well, in the meantime, nobody's paying attention, but China claims that they have the same thing, or the same kind of modern hypersonic missile. So now we got Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering. He will be part of that. We've got the Undersecretary for Policy and Missile Defense Agency Director and so forth will be part of this thing today.
Okay. Now, late last night, before midnight, and this went on for a couple hours, we were getting little bits and pieces of information. Hopefully we'll get more during the course of the morning as the arraignment will be happening for a Georgia man from Forsyth County, Georgia, right there by Atlanta, who's been charged in a plot to attack the White House and federal buildings. And I understand he actually had blueprints for the White House.
That's not much more than I know than that. I wasn't watching it closely, although I watched for a minute or two while they were raiding the house. But he appears to be a Middle Eastern, given his name. So I don't know much of the other details, but he was clearly making plots and threats and plans, and they raided the house. That's really all I was watching. But he's 21 years old, and he is from Forsyth County in a town called Cumming, and it's North Atlanta. And they're saying that I guess it really came to light because, you know, Atlanta is preparing for the Super Bowl.
Right.
So they have to do some very intense, and I mean lots of federal agencies and state agencies are preparing an awful lot of things to make sure that the Super Bowl goes off well, least of which is they're going to have the problem with TSA through the Atlanta airport. But
right.
Anyway, apparently he was going to use some kind of explosives that he possessed. So, yeah, his last name is Tahib. That's
good Irish
really
name.
All I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's really all I know.
Okay, now a couple of things here. First of all, just before we came on the air, a Raleigh police officer, a couple of officers approached two suspects and ordered them to show their hands. One complied, according to the police officer's report. The other opened fire, striking Raleigh police officer Charles Ainsworth multiple times. He was last reported he was fighting for his life. Certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family and the officers in Raleigh. I hope he'll be okay. I hope.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's almost like every other day now.
Yes.
I mean, that woman, police officer, by the way, that was shot on her way to work, I think, was she out of Houston?
Yes.
Well, as it turns out, her boyfriend, who is also the father of her child, and two of his buddies were arrested in her death. Her boyfriend, yeah.
Wow. Just gets stranger and stranger all the time. Now, we talked about ISIS. We talked about the bombing that went on in Manbij, Syria yesterday. But the Air Force is reporting that as the U.S. military battles the Islamic State militants in the Euphrates River Valley, that it's also raised the game by striking from the air many more targets in Syria in the last few weeks. So I guess they're going to do with the air what they haven't been able to do with the ground or something like that?
Well, we're going to necessarily have to see. Remember, we are weaning ourselves out of Syria.
Right.
And we're going to leave it to, you know, other countries in the region and also to deal with Bashar al-Assad himself. But, you know, given the, attack that just happened in Somalia, where we had 45 airstrikes last year in Somalia, and we're kind of weaning ourselves out of there too, and then here comes that attack. So obviously these terror groups are, you know, watching us, and they're responding like, oh, you think you want to leave Syria? Okay, we're going to do this, you know, suicide bomber attack in Monbij, and then, oh, you want to leave Somalia? Well, then we're going to go after this hotel. And that far over there was an Islamic State. That was Al-Qaeda, essentially. Al-Shabaab is really Al-Qaeda. So be careful. You can't telegraph what you're going to do.
Now, the other thing that we found out yesterday was in lieu of the bombing, the suicide bombing that happened in Monbij in Syria, that we have 4,500 Marines, two Navy amphibious-ready groups, and about 4,500 shipboard Marines are on standby in the Middle East, along with an F-35 squadron. If something happens in Syria, they're there if needed. And they were actually ready to go yesterday if the call had come.
That's the standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we won't need to have something like that because, again, as we mentioned, and it makes perfect sense to me, it was kind of like ISIS was saying, okay, we're still here. We haven't gone anywhere, so na-na-na-na-na.
It's pretty much what I just said.
Yep.
Al-Qaeda is the same way.
Yep.
But the other interesting thing here is, need to remind the listeners, is that there are 800 Islamic State fighters in prison in Curtis prison in Iraq.
Right.
I would say those 800 need to be at Guantanamo.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, we were told that Guantanamo was staying open just for that sort
of
reason. So
that's right. So what's the deal?
Yeah. Well, when you find out, you can tell me. All right. Let's kind of change gears a little bit. A bipartisan Senate effort, not House effort, but a bipartisan Senate effort is now being undertaken by Democrats and Republicans alike who are trying to come to some sort of agreement to end the shutdown. Now, it's floundering a little bit, but at least they're trying something on the Senate side, whereas we don't hear much of anything going on the House side, do we?
Nope.
So what do you think?
I don't. I mean, you know, it's just Steny Hoyer, again, who is, you know, Pelosi's kind of counterpart there in the House. He says that, you know, walls or borders or demarcations with some kind of barriers do work. So he's in opposition to a lot of what she's got to say and has been for a long time. But, you know, still, again, he's you know, one of the top Democrats in the House. There are a lot of senators on the Senate side that are working to do something here.
Okay.
The 3-week plan.
Gotta run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and sign up for her daily sit reps and find out what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has been quiet since Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested President Trump not come to Congress to deliver a State of the Union address at the end of the month. She cited security concerns related to the government shutdown. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
What is the state of the union? The government is closed because of President Trump. If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
The letter from Pelosi proposed delaying the January 29th address until the government reopens. She says the Secret Service and other agencies have been hamstrung by furloughs.
This is a very dangerous. It is a special security event.
Pelosi also suggested the president could submit the speech in writing. The Department of Homeland Security said it could secure the event. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News Report. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, especially if you're a veteran, because your GI Bill benefits will pay for this. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, have no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, and you're just sitting there going, boy, I wish I could find something else to do. Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, where they are enlarging the size of the campus because more and more people are finding out about what the National Aviation Academy is. And guess what? They're going there, and they're taking full advantage of the training you get getting their certification as an aviation maintenance tech, and then it's up, up, and away. And the other campus is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And that is absolutely, positively, the way things are going. Absolutely, positively, the way things are going. That's the future of America. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. All right. Taking a look at what the Army's up to here. Major upgrades are on the way for the Army's missiles, tanks, and artillery. The Army has kicked off a new year with upgrades in protection and firepower for their tanks or artillery and ground combat vehicles. We've told you about the Strykers being outfitted with some new armaments, making them a lot more lethal. And also, a new general has been named to lead Forcecom. Now, Lieutenant General Michael X. Jarrett, who leads U.S. Army Central at Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina, has been nominated to take charge of the U.S. Army's Forces Command, a congressional staffer confirmed yesterday. And congratulations to the general, and we look forward to hearing good things about what's going on there at Force Command. Also, Chinese companies had their eyes on what used to be the U.S. Navy's biggest base in the Pacific. Two Chinese firms are interested in the Philippines' largest shipyard, and it is once the U.S.'s largest naval base ever in the Pacific, in the Subic Bay, raising new alarm about Chinese expansion. And as the Navy moves beyond relearning the basics to focusing on lethality, so do to also Navy trainers. Because in 2018, the Navy stressed the basics of training, crew qualifications, and readiness following two fatal ship collisions in the year before. 2019 will be all about moving beyond the fundamentals and focusing on the lethality, the commander of the surface forces said. Now, Top Admiral Vice Admiral Brown has talked about the Navy's ability and sense of urgency to develop a plan to take on the Russian and Chinese navies if we ever have to. And it's called Be Ready to Fight Now. And usually the skipper or XO or senior officers, even admirals, are killed immediately when there's a war because they try to take out the command and infrastructure that gives the commands to the other ships along the way, as well as aircraft. Now, there are some new ideas and plans, and we'll see what happens with the Vice Admiral, Admiral Brown, and what he's trying to talk about, because in the days and weeks to come, we'll hear more about that. By the way, an Air Force F-16 fighter jet made a precautionary landing at a Japanese regional airport in Misawa after reporting an emergency. He got on the ground. That's all we know about that. Pilot's okay. And a former Marine veteran is alleged to have bilked people into donating money to a charity that was supposed to send Marines and their families to Disney resorts and help cover the costs for families attending Marine boot camp graduations. Wow. Got to be careful. There's a lot of stuff going on. Also, it'll take the Marine Corps veteran Steve Lesage of Plainfield about 18 months to hike the American Discovery Trail, a 7,000-mile trail hike that he's doing in the name of charity to help other Marines. And the Marines are making strides in both their ability and actions to be able to destroy tanks with non-tank vehicles and ways to protect our own tanks from incoming threats. Again, that's all part of what we were telling you about a minute ago. The Army is also in the middle of all that. And for the first time in history, a U.S. military service is working without pay. Hopefully that's going to change very soon. As Coast Guard paychecks went undelivered Tuesday as a result of the ongoing partial government shutdown. Now, here's what we know. We know that our freshman senator in Florida, Rick Scott, and his compadre, Marco Rubio, and several other senators have co-sponsored the Pay Now for the Coast Guard bill, which will in fact result in paying the Coast Guard and making them exempt, paying the Coast Guard right away so they can get their checks and do what they need to do. Because what this is going to affect next, in the next week or so, and who this is going to affect, is going to be the Coast Guard retirees who get a monthly check. And that monthly check will not be there unless something's done right away. Hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later. And oh, by the way, something to think about here. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Something to think about. I'm trying to find this little clip I got. Oh, here it is. Listen to this.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town, they already have enough doctors, you have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, and behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
Little late for that one because it's already here, but I played that because somebody asked me a question about TRICARE. And I said, well, I'll throw something in there to make it a little funny. And again, for those of you that are on TRICARE, the benefits have changed around a little bit. There's some different things that you can do if you weren't able to do it on time. There are still variables in the mix there and exemptions, if you will. Check with your local VA rep, your local county rep, or your base rep, whoever happens to be handling that for you. So there you go. All right, I'm coming back, and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We'll be talking about financial stuff, of course, and we'll also talk a little bit about, America. How's that? America. Coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at DR Mold Solutions. You know, when I bought my older house and had it remodeled, refurbished, reconditioned, we did find some mold in the walls and in a couple different places, and I didn't really know what to do. But I gave them a call, and that's how I found out about their new approved method from the EPA and the FDA that kills mold in your home and your office without a whole lot of extra effort and energy. Yeah, you might have to tear some walls apart and replace them and this, that, and the other. But once you treat it with this stuff, it goes away and it's gone. And it's been, let's see now, it's been 5, 6, 7, it's been 8 years, and I'm still standing in high cotton. And mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So why would you want to put your family at risk? I want you to contact DR Mold Solutions. They'll travel anywhere in Florida. So my 10 affiliates here in Florida, you folks that are listening, 727-692-9622. Give them a call, DR Mold Solutions, to have a healthy environment if you're having a problem. Again, that's DR Mold Solutions. Call them today, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you, DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, the giant slayer that says, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, right?
I can.
I guess so. I'm not good at killing mold, though. That's some nasty stuff.
It is, and I had to get it done right because, you know, these older homes, well, even some of the new ones, I suppose, but these older homes, it's there. You don't know it until you start having watery eyes and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, and then you go, man, something's going on here, and you start sneezing or whatnot, and that's what it is. But anyway, some good news for the Coast Guard, I think. Our freshman senator, Florida Senator Rick Scott, and our senior senator, Marco Rubio. It sounds funny, freshman senator. And about 45 other senators have gotten together and co-sponsored a bill, Pay the Coast Guard Now, and they're going to rush it through to exempt the Coast Guard from all this budget stuff because they're the only military service in a long, long time that has not been paid when the government shuts down.
Well, I think, I don't know how they're going to pull that off. They'll probably move some money around here, there, and everywhere, but I obviously think it's the right thing to do, without a doubt. One of some of the things that I've been reading as of late is that, actually government's been working quite well, in Washington, D.C., with many people that, are not at work, making it much, much easier for the people, the essential workers that are there, to actually get things done. So I think that obviously got to, you know, when you're talking about the military, when you're talking about the Coast Guard, that is an essential service. I would agree that it's an essential service and they deserve to get paid.
Yeah, you're right. And the latest national Rasmussen Reports telephone and online survey finds that just 10% of likely U.S. voters say that they've personally been affected by the shutdown in a major way. Another 35% say that in terms of their own personal life, they felt a minor impact, while 54% say the shutdown has not affected them at all.
Yeah, this is why it's not really bothering. That this is why you're getting all the scare stories in the news, because they want people to be frightened by it and scared, like the sky's going to fall and the world is going to end.
Nancy Pelosi?
Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, wants to shut down the State of the Union address, but I'm just talking about the media in of itself. All the stories that they're putting out there about how terrible the shutdown is and all the awful things that it's going to cause, and going to cause this and an economic recession, and all, and I'm like, just stop already, okay? It's enough. They're just being silly out there trying to scare people.
Well, here's Nancy Pelosi just very briefly, and I'm going to stop it when she says the word that, or when she utters the sentence that absolutely is not true, but here we go, talking about the State of the Union.
Homeland Security, about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which she calls what a special, an event of special security. And so these people are not working, and we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s.
Now, these people in the Department of Homeland Security, like, oh gosh, I don't know, the Secret Service aren't working? Are you kidding me?
Well, again, this is, you know, the great thing about this shutdown is that people are going to start recognizing that all of these, many things can get done without all of these employees that are just useless. We've built up a big bureaucracy where you've got a lot of people that are there just to help with the process. They don't do anything. They're just there. And there's a lot of them. And this is what I talk about. We need to start cutting these people out. And, you know, the more and more people are going to recognize and realize, wow, maybe we don't need all of these people, the better off we're going to be. You know, I said this a while ago. I said one of the things that Donald Trump should have done as soon as he'd taken office, he didn't do it. He said, you know what, we're going to go on a hiring freeze. And we're going to just not hire any more people. And as people retire, we're just going to lose people by attrition. Little by little by little by little by little. And, oh, we don't need to fill that spot. You're going to retire. You're gone. Goodbye. We don't need to fill it. We'll figure it out with less people. Do more with less. And that's what we need to learn how to do.
And that's true. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Theresa May yesterday survived a vote of no confidence. I think she won it by about 10 votes. The conservatives said they were going to vote to keep her as the prime minister because the alternative was not a good one. They had some sort of anti-Semite guy that might have taken her place, and he wasn't going to get in, so they decided to keep her. But she still has got a lot of work to do on this Brexit thing, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that this is the, you know, the fix is in. I do. Theresa May, I want to remind everybody, didn't want Brexit. And, you know, for her to lose such a wide margin, in that Brexit vote.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, you know, to me, what it's, and then she remains on as prime minister. I think that they're going to try to run another vote. And you know how that vote's going to turn out.
You mean another referendum, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think the fix is on. I do. I really do believe that. I think that the fix is on. I think that they're going to eventually come to another vote. And no matter what, they're going to make sure that that vote goes the way they want it to go. And it's going to be remain. This is, you know, to me, it's a shot at democracy. This is the elites, the big government types, that are going to win again. You talk about the swamp. They have the swamp over in Europe too. And this is the swamp going to win. I mean, I said when the Brexit vote occurred, I said it was one of the greatest, shots at bureaucracy, at elites, at the, you know, I call it the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, you know, European version that we've seen. But they're striking back, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. And, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and find out all the great stuff that he's got going on. now, the president, vice president's wife, Karen, is returning to teaching at a Virginia school that lists homosexual or lesbian sexual activity as amongst the disqualifying criteria for employees. It is a Christian school. That's something that's standard procedure. Have no problem with that at all. And they're just trying to rake her, and him too for that matter, over the coals. And I'm talking about the left side of the aisle.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what they do, without a doubt. I mean, that's what the media is going to do. They're going to try to pick stuff apart. My question is, are they going to do the same exact thing for all of these new Islamic Muslim freshman representatives whose beliefs are the same?
Taking the oath of office on the Koran, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, no, I mean, you want to take the oath of office on the Koran? That I mean, listen, that didn't bother me at all. I mean, that's your faith. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the same beliefs in regards to homosexuality. Are you going to go after them too?
Mm. Yeah, right.
I mean, you can only go after her. What about all these people that you're praising that are in there? They don't, you know, according to their religion, they don't think any differently.
All righty. Well, what are you talking about in your show today?
Yeah, obviously going to be talking a lot about this whole Brexit thing and what I believe is actually occurring. I really do think that, you know, the fix is in right now.
Okay. Well, we'll let you go because the music's coming up in my headset here, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, and see everything that's going on. By the way, you truckers out there in the highways tonight, coming east, I-70, I'm going to tell you right now, all the way from Kansas all the way into Indiana, you got to snow all the way through. It's going to get heavy at times, and by later tonight, there'll be snow in D.C. We've got snow in the mountains of West Virginia right now, snow in the higher elevations in Maryland, and it is headed, if not in D.C., very close to it right now. This is going to be a storm that's going to be around for the next day or two, and out west in the mountains, the Sierra Nevadas, 6 feet of snow. Oh, boy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.